On this beautiful day, the second day of autumn, we come together to celebrate God's goodness that surrounds us and fills us day in and day out. And we're in the process of calling upon all of you to check your registration form. Some have been here many years, and some are just newly registered, or maybe not registered yet. And we want to know more about you and your current happening. Many of them no longer have landlines, and many have changed carriers, and emails are hard to decipher sometimes. So we want to make our records accurate. Some have moved on and are now empty nesters at home, and others have moved back in. So could you just simply stop in the parlor there and update, make sure everything is accurate so we can serve you better in years to come. During the pandemic, we tried calling some of our senior members, and some of the lines were disconnected and we had no way of getting a hold of them. So we want to try to be more accurate so when we need to, we can get a hold of one another. After a lifetime of ministry, a hardworking parish priest died and went to heaven. When he got there, he was assigned an attractive two-bedroom house to serve as his heavenly abode. And he was pleased with his house until he took a walk around the neighborhood and ran into a person who had been a cab driver and was now living in a mansion with a swimming pool right next to a golf course. And the priest went and directly to St. Peter to complain. He said, "I've worked my whole life serving God's people. Now, this parishioner of mine is a very good person, but he was a cab driver. Why is he living in so much bigger a house than I am?" And St. Peter said, "Well, Father, here's how it goes. When you preached, people yawned and fell asleep. But when he drove, people prayed and prayed." So you're still awake, so let's go further. Today's first reading from Isaiah that Rick read this morning, God says, "As high as the heavens are above the earth, so high are my thoughts above your thoughts. God does not think as you and I think." Truth is, we don't always understand God's ways. And that's why it's dangerous to not complain. Complaining, grumbling takes place in today's gospel. Those who were hired first complained because they who worked only 1 hour received the same wage as they did who worked the whole day. I think we can relate to their feelings. If we were in their shoes, we'd probably have the same reaction. And to be upfront, I think today's parable is one of the most difficult parables to understand. But before it come too critical, we might realize all the parable is doing is reflecting on life as it is. And what is this? The basic truth that life is unfair. Where in God's word does it say life is fair? We'd like to think that those who work the hardest work would be the most successful. We know all people who are working 2, maybe 3 jobs and so unable to support their families and make ends meet. We'd like to think that people who have the most talent and those who would be the most respected are compensated. We all know football players who are making millions of dollars, while teachers who give their life instructing our young and children get far less. We think that people who are good and who live honestly are going to have easier lives. But we all know people who are salt of the earth, people who have terrible crosses to bear. Each time you and I see any of these inequalities, we're tempted to complain and say, "It doesn't seem fair." That is why today's parable, I think it's helpful. It shows how to live in an unfair world. What does the landowner say to those who complained or grumbled? He says, "Take what belongs to you and go. Take what belongs to you and go. Don't worry what other people have received. Live your own life. Live the life you have been given, not the life that you wish you had been given. Live your life fully, because comparing or complaining will only diminish you, will only lessen you." So what is it we complain about? Our spouses, our children, our health, our parents, our job, our retirement, our bishop, our pope, our church, our government. We must be careful about complaining, because it can rob you and me of life. Instead, take what belongs and go. Friends, life is too short for that. So the good news simply to take home in this beautiful day is simply this. Life may be unfair, but God is in charge. Let go, let God. And God will not forget any of us. Not any one of us will he forget. And if you and I take the life that we have been given, even if we think others have been given more, if we take the life that you and I have been given and live it, we will find that it is enough. For good news, once that you and I choose to live our own lives, we would discover that we have not been shortchanged or cheated. We will realize that every one of us, every single one of us has been given a full day's wage, a full day way to love and be loved.